Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Barbara Russell from the Garden Club of Indian River County. The club will be hosting Garden Fest on Saturday, February 1st and Sunday, February 2nd at Riverside Park in Vero Beach. Barbara, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Well, good to be back. Always fun to be here.
Garden Fest taking place on Super Bowl weekend, and you could kind of make the analogy, this is the Super Bowl of gardening shows. You've got a lot going on.
Absolutely. We've been told by our vendors that we're probably one of the best shows of its type around, so we think it's a super show. But even better, by being Super Bowl weekend, we keep the families in town, and we get a lot of families and a lot of couples at the event because the guys are just waiting to get back home to watch the game on Sunday night.
Well, I remember last year it was on Super Bowl weekend. Is that by design? Do you actually pick Super Bowl weekend to do this?
I think it's the fifth weekend of the year. And so we just happen to hit that with when our vendors are cycling around the state going to various events. And darn, the NFL picked the same weekend too.
So flesh out a little bit more of what's there. You mentioned vendors. How many do you have?
Somewhere around 75, offering everything from trees, bushes, roses, ferns, pottery, hydroponic growing systems, irrigation, lighting, anything you might need for your yard or for your patio to grow and enjoy green things.
And you have experts there who can help people?
Both days we have experts sitting available for people to just walk up and ask them all about it. We've got irrigation, roses, orchids, all that sort of thing. And so you just walk in. It's not a program. You can ask your own questions. And there'll be a listing in the paper and a listing in the park on what's on at what hour. And then we've got food and we've got youth activities midday. So it's great fun. It's really a family-oriented event.
How many people do you usually draw?
We say over 20,000.
Wow.
And the police back us on that.
I'm speaking today with Barbara Russell from the Garden Club of Indian River County about Garden Fest taking place Saturday, February 1st and Sunday, February 2nd at Riverside Park in Vero Beach. I was looking at your program. You've got raffles, but it's kind of interesting. You've kind of grouped the raffles according to interest.
Yes, we did a little different this year because we find that guys want one thing and the ladies want something else, and people tend to kind of win things that they didn't want to win. This way, we grouped them into 8 collections, so it means we'll only have 8 winners. But when you're a winner, you win a whole bundle of related things. One of them's Pampered Pet. Another one is a collection of golf outings called the Sports Enthusiast. Dinners under Culinary Delights. The businesses in Vero have been very kind to us to donate so much. Tickets $5, 3 for $10.
And the show itself is free to get into?
Absolutely. Opens 9 o'clock both days. Open until 5 on Saturday, 4 on Sunday so you can get home for the Super Bowl.
Has gardening changed over the years? I know the last, say, decade or so, maybe longer, there's been an emphasis on things that don't require as much water. Are you seeing a change?
I think your point about native plants is really big. So big that even our nurseries have trouble getting native plants. It's difficult for them to get some of the more interesting natives, or the natives that have more blooming that are more interesting, because a lot of the natives look rather plain. The other thing that we've seen change, Garden Fest started 13 years ago. It was the end of a plant show that we used to have yearly. It turned into Garden Fest. Well, the plant show ended because the members were no longer rooting new plants to sell to the public because the women were no longer staying at home. They were out either in different activities or out working. So it's much easier and much more fun to have 75 outsiders, well, some of them are local people, come in and offer all this good stuff, and people just walk round and round and round the park because every time you go around the pathways, you see new things.
I've been speaking today with Barbara Russell from the Garden Club of Indian River County. We'll have this interview archived as well as contact information for Garden Fest on our website, wqcs.org. Barbara, thanks for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Pleasure as always to be here.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.